Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson with me live and in studio. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Hey, absolutely good. Appreciate good. You once a month taking some time with us as always. And, well, a pretty sombering incident happening in Star Valley, North Lincoln County recently with the incident that took place at Star Valley Ranch. Sheriff, maybe just start at the beginning and tell us what you're able to at this point.
Well, we're still reaching out and doing some investigation on that, but we're not looking for anybody at this point. In other words, we don't have a suspect at large, but we got a call from a family member that hadn't heard from their family for a little bit, and so we went out on a welfare check and discovered a crime scene and with two individuals that had passed away from gunshot wounds. So firearm at the scene, no suspects at large, so you can kind of read into that what you will, but that's we still are making sure that we've covered all the bases. Of course, you get, you know, one chance to get it right and make sure you've done that work up front to make sure that you've covered all the bases. So
are you able to tell us, I know this is an ongoing investigation, are you able to tell us how long the bodies had been there before they were discovered?
I can't tell you exactly. The coroner would be a better, but in my discussions with him, I'm going to say 7 to 10 days is probably the range. It wasn't recent.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so yeah, it was. It had been there. They'd been there for a bit.
And so as you go through this investigation, just another reminder to the community that I know a lot of people when this story was released and went out to SBINews.com, there was a lot of concern about safety and that kind of thing, and it sounds like that's not a concern and hasn't been since the very beginning.
Right, and we try and, you know, balance out the information that we put out and still preserve the investigation, so sometimes that's a little bit of a balancing act because we want to make sure that we – people understand that there isn't a danger that they need to worry about, but still not give out details that would hinder the investigation. So that's oftentimes one of those things where we got to think through and make sure that we're doing the right thing. And we always err on the side of being discreet rather than anything. And I know that's frustrating sometimes, but that's the way that I feel that we need to go about those things. And once you get something out there, you can't get it back. So
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson with us in studio this morning as part of the weekday wake up. You were able to notify family and next of kin and names have been released. Our listeners can find those names on our website at SBINews.com. SBINews.com. As continue with this investigation, anything else on that you wanted to touch on this morning?
The only other thing I would say about that, and it dovetails into that a little bit, is we've seen some suicides lately, and obviously is a hard thing for the family, and it's you always wonder, could we have been doing something different as a community or as a law enforcement or anything like that? And so I just, you know, just a reminder that, you know, High Country does have a hotline, business hours and after hours. And, of course, 911 is always an option. If you know of somebody or if you're having those type of feelings, you know, High Country has a great crew that can help you work through some of those things. And so I'd just encourage people to step back. And if you know somebody or you're having those type of thoughts, you need help, you know, we're willing to help. And we have some great people in place that work on those type of issues that can really make a big difference.
You know, and there's also text in lines. I mean, yep. I know, you know, I've known people that have not been in a situation where they felt comfortable calling or even doing that. And, mm-hmm. and just the text in lines have been a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. We try and have as many channels into help as we can get to, so there's that comfort level. And of course, you know, you probably deal with it with your kids. My kids, if you ask them to call somebody, they're okay texting somebody. You ask them to call, it's a whole different thing. That's a comfort level that they don't have. And, you know, even as they get older. So it's just a different thing. You know, I don't think we've talked here about, but we're going through a $300,000 upgrade in our dispatch centers. And one of the things that will allow us to do, and we'll talk about it more later, hopefully, but is to use some of those other types of media direct into dispatch, so text to 911 and those type of things, Also be able to track cell phones. If you get an open 911 from a cell phone, that's been a challenge from a long time trying to track that down. We'll have some of those things that this new system will allow us to integrate as they become available.
Okay. So is that process starting now as far as working towards being able to integrate those, or is that something coming in the future?
Some of those things will be in the upgrade. The actual equipment is here. We're waiting for some connectivity, which is another, you know, just a thing that internet lines and stuff is the way a lot of that stuff works now. And so we're waiting for the infrastructure to catch up with the equipment that we have sitting there. And this is, of course, an upgrade for the Kemmer dispatch as well as the Afton dispatch. And so we have all the equipment. It's been delivered from Motorola, and we're just waiting for that final internet line or fiber line or whatever it is to the offices to be in place so we can get all that equipment installed. And it'll also integrate the two dispatch centers a little better, too, to work together. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson with us live in studio. Speaking of dispatch, yep. I understand they were recognized and received an award recently.
Yeah, the APCO at the state, Marianne Christensen was actually Dispatch Supervisor of the Year, and our dispatch centers, Afton and Kemmer, were Dispatch Centers of the Year. So that's a big deal. And those, as you know, they're kind of behind the scenes. They don't... The public doesn't see them. They may talk to them occasionally, but most public, and you know, quite honestly, doesn't have any interaction with law enforcement mostly, and that's the way they like it, and that's good. So, but when things happen, they do what a great job they do, and what a stressful job. So yeah, it's definitely a neat thing for them to be recognized at a state level for the work that they do.
Well, Sheriff, appreciate your time. Just had one more final question for you, and it's not really even a question, and that's just with Veterans Day yesterday. I know that you have a lot of officers on your staff around the county that are veterans and now have transitioned that into law enforcement.
Yeah, they make great law enforcement officers with their experience, and we're proud of our veterans within the sheriff's office and within the county, and it's neat to have a day to recognize them. I know the schools do some assemblies, which is great, and really some great people that we get a chance to take a day and recognize. So, yeah, appreciate the veterans.
Shane Johnson, Lincoln County Sheriff in studio. Anything we missed you wanted to touch on today?
No, I think that's good. I appreciate the opportunity to come in.